We're bringing you up to speed on what's happening in the nation of India. The world's second most populated country has seen a record-setting surge in its number of coronavirus cases. It reported more than 400,000 new positive tests on Saturday alone. That's also when India recorded several thousand deaths linked to COVID-19. Many of the cases there are new variants or versions of the disease. These crop up when viruses naturally mutate, and scientists don't know yet how effective existing vaccines are in protecting people against these variants. A prominent U.S. medical official says India should consider a nationwide shutdown to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. At least two Indian states have done that, meaning the only places that are open there are ones that are considered essential, like grocery stores, pharmacies, and emergency services. An ongoing lockdown in the capital of New Delhi has been extended until at least May 10th. That's also where there's been a shortage of oxygen supplies, which can help dangerously sick people breathe. Trains carrying tons of liquid oxygen from Singapore have recently arrived in New Delhi. Other nations are sending help as well. Medical aid from France and Germany. Tens of thousands of Sputnik V vaccines from Russia. The United States has sent medical supplies, the first shipment arriving last Friday. And starting tomorrow, a U.S. travel ban goes into effect. People from India will not be allowed into the U.S. unless they're American citizens or lawful permanent residents. New COVID cases in the United States have been on the decline. Medical officials say in the past 2 weeks, they're down by almost 28%, with doctors recording roughly 50,000 to 60,000 positive tests per day. At one point during America's peak in January, there were more than 300,000 new daily infections. A former official with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says these declines are likely to continue for two reasons. One is that about 28% of the population has been fully vaccinated. The other is that people who've already had coronavirus have developed natural immunities to it. Many businesses have already reopened. Now, larger venues are allowing crowds again. On Saturday, almost 52,000 people watched in person when a horse named Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby. That's about a third the number that's usually allowed at the Churchill Downs racetrack, but the mayor of Louisville says it's nice to feel things coming back. After being closed for more than a year, California's Disneyland theme park has also reopened, but only people who live in California are allowed inside. Their numbers are limited, and they have to wear masks, get their temperatures taken, and avoid using cash.